let's go one by one into each of these 8 deadly sins. So, overlooking the purpose of the ERP system. ERP implementation begins without a clear understanding of the benefits that will attain. Many companies go through the ERP implementation without a step-by-step roadmap, making it difficult to achieve continuous improvement. So, if it's taken, the ERP implementation is just taken as a thing which is to be done without a clear goal or a clear objective on what is to be achieved, then you will find that there is no effort at improving the way you are transacting the business, and you may not get much benefit out of the implementation. Best practices. Focus on process improvements. Prime focus should be optimizing existing processes and tailoring the system functionality to complement them. And this is what I have always found, that whenever we have upgraded the ERP system, we have always switched to the best practices. So sometimes it is a little uncomfortable initially because you are used to one way of working. But in the long run, if you are convinced that the best practice is in the interest of the organization, then one should adapt to the best practices. It is also important to measure process effectiveness and efficacy regularly, and to adopt and enhance best practices extensively. So, because adopting the best practices will ensure speed of the transactions, and it will give you the effectiveness and efficacy or efficiency of the system. 2, lack of commitment from the top management. So, top management often tends to delegate the implementation to lower management levels, which can lead to their being out of touch with critical events or lack the understanding of the scope, size, and technical aspects of the project. Top management must view the ERP implementation as a transformation in the way the company does business. ERP implementation can't be viewed with only as an IT project. And I think exactly for this reason, the champion for the IT or ERP implementation in our kind of organizations is always the top leader, the CEO, the country president, or some senior person, because it is his responsibility to see that the implementation is a total success. And this is equally true that wherever the top man delegates the authority to somebody below, it sends a kind of a wrong message to the people below that it's not that important if the top man is not driving the change. So it's important that the top management is seized of the seriousness of the project, the scope, size, the technical aspects. They are involved in it. They also give it a direction, because the strategic inputs for this kind of projects has to come from the top leadership. Best practice: employ a top-down approach in securing organizational commitment. Large-scale initiatives require commitment from top executives. So this is exactly what I just talked about in terms of the responsibility, or the champion for the project is always the top executive. That means normally the country president or so. And also the top-down approach, where he's asked to provide certain strategic inputs at the time of the ERP implementation. There is a lot of involvement which you achieve by doing this. The third sin is poor ERP system selection. So some of the biggest ERP system implementation failures occur because the new system's capability and needs are mismatched with the organization's existing business process and procedures. Poor selection occurs when a company hasn't adequately developed functional requirement definition. So if you are simply looking at which is the most popular ERP system, or which is the cheapest ERP system, and you have chosen a system to implement, so maybe you will make a error like this, because you need to look at what are the capabilities, what are the key processes that are there in your organization, which has to be managed by the ERP system. And that is where we talked about the gap analysis, etc. Your core processes have to be handled very effectively by the ERP system. If it doesn't, then you should not be going in for this kind of a ERP system, even at the cost of customizing it or so. So what are the best practices in this area? Companies have numerous options when selecting an ERP system. Since an ERP system may impose its own logic on the company strategy, organization and processes, the enterprise system selection decision must be a wise one. So you have to decide whether your company's goals are being met, whether your key processes are supported by the ERP system or not. If they are not, then you should not be going in for that system. Poor project management, the fourth sin. So managers may be surprised by the scope, size, and complexity of an ERP implementation. As a result, management sometimes does not initiate the necessary level of detailed project management planning and control. So you find that it's an overwhelming project, and the volume of work which needs to be done is too large. So in such a case, you start doing a macro management. You are doing a very high level of project planning, but you are not going into the fine print, you are not going into the micro actions. Now, when you do that, you will find that there are compromises made at the micro level, and you will find that the project implementation will not be correctly managed, basically leading to a very poor project management. So what are the best practices? An ERP system is the information foundation of an organization. So management needs to keep a close eye on the project progress. Any deviation needs to be immediately dealt with. Any resource requirement should be immediately fulfilled. So if you have a daunting task, you need to provide the resources. If there are any issues being faced during the implementation phase, the senior management has to step in, has to look into it and see that there is a proper solution which is provided. You don't let the systems to carry forward and highlighted only once you have implemented the system. It should be caught early in the system where it's possible to probably go back to the drawing board and make changes in the configuration of the system or so. A regular project progress meeting with all the stakeholders and a timely project report would benefit the overall implementation. So also you need to constantly monitor the progress of the project, and you need to constantly take stock of where there are obstacles, where the teams are lagging behind. So if you find that somewhere they are not getting proper support from, let's say, the user groups or so, in terms of the master data, etc. So the senior management has to step in and take the necessary corrective actions. Inaccurate data. So because of integration nature of ERP, inaccurate data entered into the common database will have a negative effect throughout the enterprise. Inaccurate data can lead to errors in the market planning, production planning, and material procurement, capacity acquisition, and the like. Failure to guarantee accurate data into the ERP system will cause the system to lose credibility, and employees will become discouraged and frustrated. So we just took the example of the Markov table, where we said that the forecast will be directed to the right production site, which is supposed to make the product and supply the product. But if the master data is not accurately and properly maintained, this forecast will be lost. And we do not want people to go back to manual method of working and communicating by emails, etc. Whenever there is a customer requirement, the system must work as it is designed to. The purpose of the system will be lost if the functionalities are not fully exploited. So what are the best practices? Processes to ensure data accuracy should be in place before the implementation begins. So normally whenever we are taking stock of the data which is to be migrated to the new system, there is a lot of a cleaning process. So if there are data which are defunct, there are products which are deleted, you need to clean this up. Even the existing data, you have the functional experts going through them and ensuring that whatever you are going to load on the new ERP system, even for the user testing, is accurate. Educating users about the problems that data errors and mistakes can cause throughout the company can assess the objective. So once they know the implications, if there is a wrong data or there is a crucial data which is missing in the masters, what is the kind of consequences which can be, people will be more careful. The best thing is you never learn through your mistakes. You always learn through a better training so that people know the consequences and they are careful when they are actually entering the data or updating the masters. Ignoring user reluctance for new applications. So some employees may be frustrated by having to learn a new software system. So many people have this syndrome of, old dog learning new tricks, and they feel that, oh, we are on the way out, we are yet to, going to retire shortly, so why we should learn these new things? And a lot of people also have this resistance to change. So this has to be taken care of. Users may also be overwhelmed by all the new capabilities the system offers, and some employees may be uncomfortable. It generally happens, there is a new application, new software, when somebody introduces you to them and you then explain to them what all it can do. It can do so many things. But actually, when it comes to using the system, a lot of people are lost because whatever they were taught, they went through a half a day training, and some of it is all lost. They are not able to recall how to do certain operations. And then what they do is they will stick to only the basic operations. So one has to be very careful. You need to make sure that people are given adequate time to learn all the features. You should not be overwhelmed. Maybe you can have a training in a phased manner so that the absorption of the employees is proper and they fully well understand the system. So user understanding and buy-in of the new systems are critical success factors. Buy-in because they have to be convinced that the new system is going to benefit them and that they have to support the new system. So what are the best practices? Companies that have successfully implemented ERP system typically approach the implementation as an exercise in change management. To assist in the process, they will select a highly respected executive champion to lead the initiative. This also we have said that, generally the senior most executive is made the champion of the project to lend credibility to the project. And this is a change management. So people have to mentally be prepared for this change. And this is to be clearly understood that unless we adopt the new solutions, we will not get the benefits from the implementation. To be successful, the company must obtain a sincere commitment to the change process from all functions and all levels of the organization. So this commitment has to be there from all the functions, etc. IT staff implementation issues. People have a natural tendency to be comfortable with the status quo and may be fearful of changes brought about by any new system. So one thing could be you are overwhelmed, you are fearful of the new system because you don't understand it so well. The old system, you are very, very comfortable, you are an expert. But the moment there is a new system, you are not that comfortable. So there may be a certain kind of a fear that how will you handle this? IT managers may be afraid that the new system will make their job more difficult, reduce their importance, or even cost them their job. So we said that, in the old system, they were the experts. Anything happens, people come to them, and they fear that in the new system, they are no longer the expert. So people may not come to them. They lose their importance. Or as the case may be, they may feel that Maybe you're migrating from a server-based system to a cloud-based system, and the fear may be there that they will lose their job. So this kind of anxieties or fear could be there with the IT staff. A new ERP system may create a great deal of uncertainty in some people as to whether or not they will be able to perform their jobs well. This point we have already covered, that you know, understanding the new technologies and the functioning of the ERP system, because ERP systems are fairly complex, and sometimes you require really the domain experts to understand how these systems interface, how the algorithm work, etc. So what is the best practice? An experienced vendor will provide extensive training and education to increase the knowledge base and comfort level of the IT staff who will be responsible for maintaining the system. So once, if they are properly equipped, this anxiety or this kind of a fear will no longer exist, because they continue to be the experts in the new domain as well. Unrealistic expectations. So many companies miscalculate the amount of resources, time and outside assistance required to complete the project. Management and users don't expect to see immediate improvements once the system is installed. So you may find that there are people who feel that, okay, we have dedicated a certain amount of resource and that should be sufficient. But let me tell you that ERP systems implementation, it's really a Herculean task. And unless you provide the right kind of resources, either you will have cost overruns, you will have a time overrun, or you will have compromises in the implementation. So you should, that's one of the reasons why you should have an experienced consultant who will guide you through the implementation process. Also, many a times, you know, we are talking of the second point now, the management and users often expect to see immediate improvements once the system is installed. Now, many a times, the system requires to be fine-tuned. Many implementations will first try to ensure that the processes run and there is a continuity in your operations. And then once you are running, once you know that there are no hiccups, there are no teething problems, then you start tweaking the system to get the benefits. That means you then start using the new features, etc. So many times people get disillusioned because they feel that they are not getting anything new out of the system. So this also, the realistic expectation is that you have to give the system a little time to settle down before you start tweaking the system to get the benefits in terms of the inventory or the cost reductions or the lead time or the service levels. So what are the best practices? Company will want to justify its investments by regularly measuring the system's performance and impact on the business operations. So you need to do that. You set out to gain some benefit. So at a regular interval, you need to have this review or on the KPIs that you set out to achieve. Since ERP can deliver value through a multitude of business parameters, it is important to select a few key performance indicators and focus on those that align with the company's organizational vision. Very important point, because many companies, you know, they will have a vast list of KPIs. Ultimately, when you are looking at an integrated solution, what you are trying to do is you should have few key business, key performance indicator or key result area which you need to monitor. And there you must definitely see an improvement. If you are going to have too many KPIs, too many key performance areas or indicators, then many times the focus will be lost. So measuring the success of the implementation. Business is ultimately about numbers, and the measuring the hard numbers after ERP implementation is the most common thing to do. So how do you say that I have derived a benefit? So it has to be in terms of the hard numbers, the KPIs. So you say that before the implementation, I used to have 12 inventory turns per annum. And now I'm going to, from 12, I'm going to have, let's say, 15 inventory turns. Or my total inventory holding used to be, for example, let's say 5 crores. And now, after the implementation, my inventory has come down to 4 crores or maybe less than 4 crores. Or my stock out earlier was at a higher level and now my stock outs have come down because of the improved planning and the efficiency which has been brought in by the system. So, the hard numbers to which businesses are referring include the big ones: cost saving, revenue increase. So, how much you have saved in terms of cost and what is the revenue increase? So, that in terms of your turnover or your sales, what is the kind of a growth you have been able to achieve? Because these are the figures which are used to justify the new investments. Okay, so areas to which success is measured includes increased sales, reduced labor cost, increased throughput, reduced inventory, reduced operating expenses. This is just a sample lot. There could be many more, like we talked in terms of inventory turns and you know, the number of stockouts that you have, which is basically lost opportunities, you know, so which are very crucial to the business. So measuring the success of implementation, industry KPI. So every organization has specific KPIs within their industry, which they will take into consideration. So in general terms, retailers may use the customer satisfaction as a key indicator to the ERP implementation success, by determining if their product or service is better as a result. You will also find, you know, if you book an airline ticket or so online, then once the system is done, they will ask you, how was it? How did you find it navigating, you know, on the website? And was it easy to book the ticket, etc.? So they are constantly asking the people whether the new solutions are offering a better service or a better customer experience. Manufacturers, on the other hand, use cycle times as a primary indicator for success, the time it takes to deliver product. So right from the time, let's say it's a assemble to order or make to order, then in such kind of a situation, what was your earlier KPI and what is your current KPI? So earlier you were able to do it in, let's say, 10 days. Now you're able to do it in 7 days. So this could be one of the industry KPI, which will tell you the kind of improvement that you've been able to achieve. Strategic benefits. So among the strategic advantages to ERP is giving management a better understanding and control of the business as a whole. So this is one of the key features of implementing the ERP system, that there is a better visibility and transparency as far as the management is concerned. So even if things are going wrong, the management is able to see it. Maybe the ERP system also has a dashboard which gives a real-time view to the management, so they know exactly what is happening in terms of the production, in terms of sales, in terms of inventories, in terms of cost. So through a robust reporting and choice of dashboards, business leaders should be making informed business decisions and planning for new initiatives based on the data rather than instinct. So when you have very objective data, you are able to take decisions. We call it MIS, Management Information System. And that is because it provides information on which decisions can be made. And that is the purpose of any information system, that if you cannot take decisions, then that system is not really a management information system. So generalized improvements. Some of the general successes are often acknowledged but can be difficult to quantify. So I mean, you are not able to quantify it exactly into numbers, but you can sense the difference. So ERP implementation may significantly improve customer relations. For example, you know, these are the areas where you will see, the results or the improvements. So one could be like increased sales or increase repeat sales. That means people are repeatedly coming to you and placing repeat orders. Sales conversion rates. So the inquiry is turning into actual sales or sales orders. Increased customer retention rates. So you are able to retain the customers, which is always a sign of a very positive experience that the customers have. Improved public image. So consistently, if you are able to offer the products in a timely manner as per promise, then it also improves your public image. And obviously, if it's a B2B kind of a business, and if the other organization needs a reliable supplier, if you are able to deliver material as promised, then it's also going to improve your image with your customers. Quicker response times. So naturally, since you have lower lead times, etc., your responses will be much faster, your supplies will be more prompt. So, and of course, you will have fewer workarounds and less number of mistakes in the transactions. So summary, like any other project, an ERP implementation project consists of various steps and phases. Enterprise resource planning solutions have the ability to revolutionize companies by streamlining manufacturing and supply chain processes and boosting customer engagement. But at the same time, about 75% of ERP projects ultimately fail. In fact, there used to be a joke a couple of years ago that companies which went for a one particular ERP implementation, they made losses in the subsequent year. And that tells you that what is the kind of resources required, and sometimes there are disruptions to the operations also if the implementation is not done properly. So because of the time and cost involved in ERP implementation, it's important for your company to thoroughly research and understand the process before getting started. So you need to understand the process, you need to understand the ERP solution that you are getting into. You need experienced consultant to lead the project. There has to be a commitment from the senior management, from the top management, to give the right messages. There has to be a buy-in from all the stakeholders, all the workforce. So ERP implementation can be a lengthy and difficult process for any company. But with the right methodology and strategy, you can see dramatic improvements in your business afterwards. With that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.